B-Pod Studios.
Today's Rap Party podcast is going to get out 3 hours early.
We're on early dismissal.
We're on early dismissal. Here in Charlotte, I know a lot of people listen to the Rap Party around the country, and here in Charlotte, they are expecting rain and snow, which is like shut down the city. And it never used to, I moved here in 2012, and I never really remember the, like, people freaking out over a potential storm.
Whereas, but it's like, not even a storm.
No, I know. That's the thing. It's
they're
like,
they're not even calling for a potential storm. It's like a tracing, or maybe I think now they upped it to like an inch.
Yeah. And it's like,
you really don't remember this? Like, I remember moving here in 2012 and thinking, like, there's a lot of drama queens here.
No, that is true.
I grew up in Pittsburgh and we used to get 2 feet. And, like, never think twice about
right.
it. Like, school would still go out the same the next day.
Let me reiterate what I meant. There's certain storms, based on what Roy just said, where they say, like, that storm in 2012 and there was another one in 2014, they were talking about 6 inches of snow. I get that. If they're predicting 4 to 6 inches of snow, it's a big deal. It's a big deal anywhere. I don't care what state you're from. 4 to 6 inches of snow is a lot of snow. They're predicting a rain-snow mix here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, if you're listening to us in the outer counties, up in the mountains, the foothills, you're going to get more snow than we are, even more snow than me down in Waxhaw. Like, the line, the rain-snow line is very tight where, you know, people are going to get more. Roy, you might get more than Loren and I.
Here in Plaza Midwood?
Yeah.
South End?
Yep.
Okay.
And,
you probably will.
Loren might get more than I do in Ballantyne, and she's like 4 miles away from me. It's just the way it falls. So, anyway, I've got to bail out of here soon and go get my son off the school bus in about an hour. But let's talk more about you, Roy, because your story today about Cali really hit home for a lot of people. It's National Pet Day, too. How about that?
I did not know that.
I know.
What's the chances of that?
So for National Pet Day, you done went and lost your pet yesterday.
Yeah, my pet was missing. I went home, and Cali was nowhere in the house. She didn't run up to me, and it freaked me out.
So you explained it really well at the 7 o'clock hour.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. You did a good job, and I think a lot of people felt the connection to you getting the dog back. Let's talk more about the event, though. Do we think that the door was open for an extended period of time, or do we think that she just, the
she's
maids
not a darter.
Were there?
She's not a darter, man.
So what do you think got her to leave the property?
The
door had to be open.
Okay.
Door had to be open when they were loading or unloading or the equipment or taking out the trash.
The maids
mm-hmm. did something careless.
Yeah.
And then she got out. You know, she's... And she's a wanderer. She doesn't like big noises, so she would have. If I imagine, she probably stayed away from the road, and stayed in her neighborhood for quite some time until she finally ventured out. And then when she was near the road, got so scared she ran across it.
Do you think she couldn't find her way back home?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, at first it started as like a fun thing, and then it probably turned into a scary thing.
Right.
Yeah.
When you found her, could you tell that she was like shaking and just terribly scared?
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Shaking. She was so excited. I don't know if it's on me today, but she scratched my face. She like came up on top of me and was like all over my face.
You don't have to come up with lies if Sterling's hurting you.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
It's the dog. I created this whole elaborate lie for a scratch.
So you called the maid company and you talked to the boss. You said, hey, come back and help me find the dog.
Yep.
And did they not take responsibility for leaving the door open?
No, when they were there, it was like, she's like, maybe she's hiding in the house and because she was just afraid of the vacuum. And I'm like, there's no carpet here. You're not vacuuming in my house. You know, but she is afraid of big noises. So if they were making big noises while cleaning, maybe. And then my mind went to maybe.
Was it their first time?
No.
I've used this girl and her maids. I don't know if her specific maids.
Okay.
This was their first time.
But Callie's been around maids and that kind of noise before.
Big time. And so I thought, well, maybe the maids used a cleaning solution and maybe Callie ate it and she's dead somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, because the housekeeper said that the dog's in the house and she's not responding. And I'm like, well, if she's not responding to me and she's in the house.
Right.
She ain't okay.
It ain't good.
Yeah, it ain't good.
Yeah.
So I destroyed the house. I flipped over couches. I pulled everything out of my closets. I moved beds. I opened every nick and cranny of my house. I went through. For a house that I paid someone to clean is now demolished. Like, it's just.
Are they going to come back and do it for free?
They're not stepping one foot on my property ever again.
Oh, really?
Amen, sister.
So, yeah. So, we're cleaning that up. So, she wasn't there. Then we finally determined that she left. And we started the search, screaming outside, going through the neighborhood. I was going through people's yards. Maybe she was hiding because it did rain earlier yesterday. So I thought maybe she was hiding underneath something like a porch. So finally, I made the decision after going around the neighborhood. I'm going to go to the CMPD where they keep the dogs. And I went to the shelter there. And while I was waiting in line, and surprisingly, at, 2 o'clock... 2-3 o'clock in the middle of the day, there's a lot of people with lost dogs or surrendering dogs.
Hmm.
There was like 10 people in front of me. And I'm waiting. And I'm sitting there going, every second counts. Like, every second is not...
She's going further from...
Right.
She's like, getting lost.
If she's not more, here, in this well, CMP doesn't have her, every second is a second I'm not looking for. And so I'm freaking out that I'm like 10th in line.
Yeah.
And so I finally text Sterling.
Did you call your mom?
Oh, I called my mom on the way to the CMPD, and I was crying.
She talk you down?
No, she was like, you know, because back up in the country, it's a little different. It happens quite a bit, and you just kind of leave the door open, and the dogs come back. And I'm like, yeah, well, in the city, there's bustling cars
right.
and buses and people. And she's not in the woods.
There's a movie that Chevy Chase is in called Funny Farm.
Okay.
Have either one of you seen it?
I don't think so.
He gets a dog because he moves out to the country from the city.
Okay.
And the dog immediately, as soon as he pulls up, the dog runs, chases the ducks in the pond, scares them off, and then runs into the woods. And he doesn't even have a name for the dog yet. And he's like, dog, get back here. Dog's gone.
Oh.
And it's like fall. He goes outside to chop wood in the winter, and he hears a dog barking off in the distance. The dog comes back out of the woods, runs to the pond, scares the ducks again, and then takes back off into the woods.
Oh,
and it's
God.
Like the theme of the movie. He has the dog, but it never is home, and it's always hyper.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Just running through the woods.
That's how my mom kind of views dogs.
Yeah.
You know, oh, they'll come back. And I'm like, that's not how it works here in the city of Charlotte. So I was crying, and she was kind of calming me down. And I finally, when I was in line waiting at CMPD, I texted Sterling. I said, go door to door. Like, at this point, knock on some doors.
Yep.
Maybe they've seen some and something, interview people. And then I said, I'm going to contact where we adopted her, North Mech Animal Rescue, because she is microchipped, and maybe, just maybe, she's there. So I text the girl from North Mech Animal Rescue, and then Sterling says, I found her, and sends me this screenshot of the Nextdoor app. And as I text the girl from North Mech Animal Rescue, my phone rings, and it's her. She's calling me. It happened all at once. And she's like, we have your dog. I just dropped her off at the shelter. She's okay. She smells. She's muddy.
Yeah.
But she's safe. And the girl, there's a girl named Hope who found her. And
how did you know Hope?
Because the rescue went to go pick it up from Hope.
Okay, so Hope lives
around.
So
you never met Hope?
Never met Hope.
Oh.
Never met Hope. I've spoken to Hope on the phone, but I've never met Hope.
Is she a fan of the show?
Didn't seem like she knew me.
Mm-hmm.
I did tell her I host a radio show, but she didn't. Wasn't like,
she didn't bite.
No, she didn't bite.
Oh, my God, I love Tanner.
Yeah. Yeah, you TJ? So she explained that she was driving a Central and Eastway, and she saw my dog run across the intersection. That intersection is a huge intersection. It's 4 lanes on each side.
Uh-huh.
It's huge. Saw her run across the intersection, nearly get hit by an F-150.
Mm.
So she went over and pulled into a parking lot and lured my dog in. And once she got away from the car, she willingly got in the vehicle because it was quieter. Took her to the hospital, made sure she was good, and got the vet to check her microchip and called the rescue, which then led me have her. And I'm like, I want to give you something, your time, what you've done. Can you give me your address? I know that's weird. You don't have to give me your address, but I want to do something nice for you. And she was very insistent that I don't do anything nice. But we text each other now. She has my number.
And now, since Roy didn't do it on the air, he's going to sing Hero by Bette Midler. Did you ever know that you're my hero?
I thought you meant Hero by Enrique Iglesias.
I can fly higher than an eagle.
I was very happy for Hope because people like her saved my dog's life. Aww. If my dog would have kept going, crossing Central Avenue, yeah, somebody was going to hit her.
Yeah.
And I thought there was many times yesterday, I was like, I'm never going to see Callie again. Aww. She's dead. She's gone.
And she's back with you now.
And then you slept with her, and you know exactly where she is right now.
Exactly.
She's under your feet.
Sterling, I think, stayed home from work. we're not trusting.
You're playing.
I would have brought her to work. That's
well,
what I
honestly,
was like.
Honestly, if Sterling didn't stay home, I would have brought her. She's not leaving my sight for a while.
I don't blame you.
You have a fenced backyard, though.
Don't care. If she's peeing, I'm out there with her, at least until for the time being.
I wonder if she can get out that fence area.
I don't think
And maybe
so.
In the future when the maids come, when the new people come, just put her out in the back.
Well, that's because we were talking about that originally. Like, what if she was in the back and then she got out of the fence? And I said, no, I know my dog. If she went outside in the back, she would just sat on the furniture on the back porch and just waited.
Yeah.
She's not a fence digger wanderer. That's not her.
So I had something really weird happen. When I got my dog, Kasia, I bought her in California, and then I moved back to New Jersey to my parents' place. And I brought her with me, and she was probably a year, maybe 2 years old. And she was pretty good off leash, but not great. And so we live on like acre plots in northern New Jersey. And so there's woods in my backyard, but we share it with four other homes. You know, it's everybody's kind of backyard is like one big wooded area. And so the dog, like Kasia, I would be outside playing with her. Then if I like went inside for a little bit, I would hope that she would stay around the yard. I didn't want to leave her leashed. I didn't want to, you know, we didn't have Invisalign or a fence.
Invisalign?
I'm sorry, the invisible. Yeah, it's called the, you know, the collar, Invisicollar or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Where like it,
it's the invisible line around your yard.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So I was playing with her. I went inside and then she was gone. And I couldn't find her. I couldn't find her anywhere. I called my neighbors. I'm outside yelling for Kasia. My dad's outside yelling. You know, same thing. Neighbors are helping look for her. My dad is like, well, unlike your mom, he's like, well, you know, she was a good girl. So if anybody
they're
going to have a really good dog, a really nice dog. That dog's a really good dog. And it'll make, you know, we could just hope that maybe somebody took her because she's such a good dog. And
well, he didn't like the idea of maybe she's scared and alone.
Well, then he also gave me and you've only had her for 2 years. So, you know, it's not you have this long, you know, connection. My dad's doing everything mentally you shouldn't tell someone.
Yeah.
He's checking off every wrong box.
In his world, like, I'm trying to make you not be
prepare,
so.
Right.
1,000%, dude.
He thinks he's helping.
She's a really good girl. You know, so it turns out that I had neighbors that we lived next to for a long time, but those people had moved out and new neighbors moved in that my parents didn't even really know yet. So, I mean, I sent a report to the police. We drove all through the neighborhood behind me. It was a big deal. Next thing you know, at like 6 o'clock that night, like 5 hours later, there's a knock on the door. And I was like, ooh. And my mom goes, oh, it's the neighbors, the new neighbors. Hi, do you have a boxer? Yeah. We found her at like 12:30 today, but we were going to the mall. So we just kept her in the garage.
Oh, so they found her just.
And just kept her in the garage.
Oh.
Which.
I mean, can you be?
I can be mad because it was literally for she heard Kasia heard me calling her name.
Oh,
like Kasia heard us yelling and whistling to her and couldn't get to me because she's locked inside the garage in a house that I can see.
But you didn't hear her barking or anything?
No, mm-mm. Kasia didn't bark.
Yeah,
no bark was what I taught her because I lived in an apartment complex.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, how weird was that? And then we were like, that's really, really weird. Like, why would you come to us at 6?
And not immediately at...
When you found, like, right, if you're going to come to us at 6, but her excuse was we were leaving, so we didn't have time. Like, what?
So you had enough time to put her in the garage.
Right, and close the door, which I appreciate, but my dad, to this day, still thinks they were going to try and steal her.
Maybe.
And they realized that they couldn't, how weird would that be? I think my dog's lost. Next thing you know, it's in their side of the house, on their fence.
You're looking over at your neighbor and be like, that looks like my dog.
Yeah, that's Kasia. I'm like, Kasia, come here. And the dog just looks at me and turns away.
Oh, man.
So.
No, I've only had Callie for 2 years now, and she's my everything, man. I do everything with her. Everything. I'm always with her. Yesterday.
And she's high maintenance, and you complain about her, you know, normal complaints on dogs.
But I guess because I have to, she is so high maintenance, I've developed such a bond because I have to do all these things for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so yesterday I was heartbroken.
Yeah.
I thought, and then I was like, when I was at CMPD at the shelter, I was like, what if they have five dogs that look just like her and I can't figure out which ones are?
I'm pretty sure you'd figure it out.
Because she didn't have her leash. She didn't have her collar. She didn't have her collar on. I was like, how am I going to know it's her?
I think this one's her.
I was so distraught, emotional, and irrational. I was like, why did I go to the doctor today? Why did I not just go home? Why did I? Aww. I was beating myself up in the worst way. And so now, because psoriasis responds with stress, I'm going to be a fucking scale until further notice.
You're going to be an alligator.
Yeah.
All because of your dog. See, now it goes back to your dog annoying you again.
Oh, she's a pain in the ass.
All right. That is a Rap Party podcast, everybody. We had a lot of fun talking about Lorenz. Au pair's family come in. Her parents are coming in from Italy to visit. If you didn't hear that, you got to go listen to that. We found out our intern's a Viking. That was funny. But the big news here today is the snow. So tomorrow back here, we'll have a snow update and see if we all survive snowpocalypse.
I'm sure we'll be fine.
I'm sure we will. All right. That's a Rap Party podcast, everybody.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.